Okay. Welcome to Train Hot Dog, another one where Jim doesn't do any of the talking. I'm a little torn as to whether to call this Typhoon Hot Dog, because we're about to get ready to be inside a mega typhoon, or maybe Hainan Hot Dog. We were just on the island of Hainan for 10 days. So maybe just simply China Hot Dog. But let's start Googling stuff to do with this Hainan experience, because the island is like part of tropical China. It's really, really different than anything I had ever experienced before. And what I really want to know was, what were those little steamed buns that you could fit over your nose? Because they were delicious. Okay. Kung Fu Little Steamed Buns Ramen, 557 photos, and a bunch of reviews. Okay, how about these Chinese-style steamed buns have adorable animal faces? That's not what I want. Okay, let's try Conical Steamed Buns China. Conical Steamed Buns China. Okay, Wotu. Wotu, also called Chinese cornbread, is a type of steamed bread made from cornmeal in northern China. Okay, well, we're in southern China. We might have been eating northern Chinese food. This looks about right. I'm on Wikipedia right now. Wotu is a shape of a hollow cone. This is it. It was a cheap food for poor people, but a legend grew on how it became a dish served in the imperial kitchens. The legend says that Empress Dowager Cixi's flight in Jinan from the Battle of Peking, 1900, when the Eight Nation Alliance invaded China in Boxer Rebellion, Cixi received a bunch of corn buns to satiate her hunger. After her return to Beijing is northeastern China, she ordered the imperial cooks to make it again for her, and her chef used more refined ingredients to create golden-colored Wotu bun. Became one of the imperial dishes. Wow, these are like really simple things, and they're royal now. Okay, the full name of the bun was the Royal Wotu. I can't pronounce any of this stuff. Let's look up the Royal Wotu and see what people have to say about this. Here we go. A royal without rules. Royal and Ruthless, Book 6, Kindle Edition. That's not what we want. Royal without rules, an undress in royal blue, something about a Mazda car, nicotine without smoke, tobacco harm reduction. This isn't it. Okay. What do we want? Let's go for Chinese steamed buns and see what else we get. Chinese steamed bun. Recipes, soft, airy Chinese steamed buns. Steamed bao buns. How about Chinese breakfast? Okay, 10 popular food for Chinese buns. Soybean milk and deep-fried dough sticks. Chinese Daojiang soybean broth. Tastes sweet. Price 4 yuan. Okay. Price 4. 4 of the currency of China. Okay. This breakfast set usually appears together. The two components are the most common breakfast combination. Some locals also like to have deep-fried dough sticks with rice congee. Soybean milk is made with a blender. You can find freshly blended boiled soy milk in disposable cups at most breakfast stalls. This is true. This is delicious. It's very convenient for takeout. Deep-fried dough sticks are long, brown, deep-fried sticks of dough. You can eat one or dip it in some soybean milk, which has a better taste. Steamed buns stuffed with meat soup or nothing. Okay, so this is what we're generally getting for breakfast here, is steamed buns either with pork or nothing in them. Okay, so this is Bao Zhi. My pronunciation is terrible. I have no idea how to pronounce this stuff. Price 2 yuan. Uh-oh, here we go. How about we skip the buns and figure out how to pronounce? How to pronounce this? This might make everything slightly less embarrassing for me here. Okay, the right way to pronounce Iran, and it's not like in all those what? Let's click on this. My internet is slow because I'm having to use a VPN to access any kind of internet here. Okay, the International Monetary Fund announced that it will add the Chinese renminbi, or yuan, to its selective basket of reserve currencies. The November 30th decision promises to be a boon to China's efforts to play a larger role in the global economy. And punny headline writers, the news that will launch 1,000 terrible puns. Thomas Hearst. This is a tweet from Thomas Hearst at Thomas Hearsty Khan. November 30th, 2015. The thing is, yuan puns in the English language media, like yuan wei bet or yuan for the money, are not only terrible, they're based on a mispronunciation of yuan that sounds positively ugly to Mandarin speakers. Okay, so we are currently in Guangzhou, which used to be called Canton during the English colonial period. And people here speak a combination of Mandarin and Cantonese, but not a combination at the same time. They speak one or the other. So Mandarin is, I guess, the dominant language. So pronouncing yuan correctly to Mandarin speakers is probably important. Most yuan mispuns rely on a pronunciation that sounds like yuan or possibly wan. These are then substituted for the English word won. The Economist at one point worried that its own punning of yuan on one had gone too far. Quartz had been guilty of this too. Quartz is the website that I'm looking at right now. But yuan slash yuan is not the only mispronunciation out there. The author of Won Some, Lose Some seems to think it's yuan. In the yuan and restless, it seems to be more like the Dutch name Jan. J-A-N. Whoever wrote China has a yuan for luxury but not at home might have their Chinese and Japanese currency mixed up. That's yen. China has a yen for luxury. And so does you still gwin wen out, meaning one out or want out or maybe win out. If you want to know how to say it right, don't trust YouTube. Many of videos that promise to teach it are in fact incorrect. The correct pronunciation is something like yuan. But that's just to get started. The first U part is pronounced with the mouth forward, like the German letter U with an umlaut, which I think is U or something. Second N part is really somewhere between N and An. You could think of it as like the N in broken, or the An in common. Here's a Chinese teacher pronouncing Yuan, blah blah blah. I can't through this YouTube video. Another odd thing about Yuan in English is that in Mandarin, the word is not really used to refer to the currency. Renminbi, R-E-N-M-I-N-B-I, is normally reserved for that purpose, as in this Kai Jin story, link in Chinese, on the IMF announcement, renminbi is akin to the dollar, while yuan is still hard for me. Yuan is more like some dollars. In writing, yuan is used to say how much something costs, 5 million yuan spent on infrastructure projects. A third word, kuai, is the most common in speech, it referring to something like it's 20 bucks. This is the case in Taiwan too, so it's not just about the official politics of renminbi, which means the people's currency. There are not really any English words that work with the correct pronunciation of yuan, but some are closer than others. Wen, W-H-E-N, is probably closer than one. When will the pun stop? Oh, that's terrible. Okay. Alright, now that we know how to pronounce when, we can go back to reading about Chinese buns. But I think that I actually found the royal bun that I was looking for, so maybe the next thing that we should learn about Hainan culture is what do you do about itchy leech bites? Because boy, do they have leeches. Okay, treatment of leech bite. After you remove a leech, you should probably wash the wound. Okay, here's a link on Trekkerpedia. Leech bite treatment, infection, and cure. So we'll go to Trekkerpedia.com. Leech bite on South India trek, treatment, infection, and cure. So I think that leeches that they have in South India are probably these jaw leeches, as they're called, which might be a different species, but are probably in the same kind of grade as the jawed land leeches in Hainan. Okay, leeches are mostly found in the damp area. They love living in a wet place. They are mostly found in the tropical and subtropical climate, so chances are higher that leeches would be found in the Southeast Asian countries where there is a rainy season, often called the monsoon. This monsoon is a big time when you would find a lot of leeches on every square feet in the forest. Where are leeches found? Leeches are found in the dump areas. I think they mean the damp areas. They could be hiding underground the twigs or leaves. They could be simply found anywhere in the forest. My experience with this is that you just walk through the forest and they are all sort of like inchworming towards you. They can see you or something. They're awful. Leeches are mostly found in the lowland area with thick forest somewhere up to 3,000 feet. The higher you trek, the lower their density will get with altitude. They definitely mean elevation instead of altitude. Thus, in South India rainforests, leeches are mostly found in the forest with thick tree covers. Once you trek and reach open grasslands after 3,000 feet, you would see that the number of leeches has gone down drastically. This is not my experience. We were probably at about 5,000 feet in a grassy area, and they were still all over us. Okay, how do leech bites happen? There is no rule on the trek or hiking inside a forest that the person walking in front will get the lesser leech bites. This would be true only if the person does not stop for all the others walking behind. Most of the times, the person at the front stops and waits for the others, which gives more than the ample time for the leeches to crawl over. Leeches are sensitive to vibrations and body heat. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so they can't see you. They're cueing in on your movement and the heat. Here are some pictures of bloody feet. Okay, so since they are sensitive to body heat, they would mostly prefer the body areas where the body heat is usually higher, like armpits, under the feet, belly, etc. So cover these areas to avoid leech bites. Blah, 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 leeches can jump. No, they cannot. This is myths about leeches. They can grow when cut in half. No chance. Any other stories? : Apply your brain, please. Okay, this is interesting, the myths about leeches. They can grow when cut in half. So we had cutters for tree branches, like really strong cutters, and we tried to cut these leeches in half, and they just slip through the blades. You cannot cut them, so I have no idea where this myth came from. Okay, how to avoid leeches? They're saying coconut oil and tobacco. Wear leech socks. REI socks will not work for this. Although REI pants seem to keep leeches out. I think it has something to do with the leech. You can also use ladies' knee-length stockings. Strong smell of Dettol also repels the leeches. Or the last resort is that they would suck up the blood, get fatter, and roll down on themselves like a lazy fat insect. Lazy fat insect. This is amazing. Leech bites, precaution, do not scratch the area, do not panic or scream. They are very weak insects, W-E-E-K insects, and leeches do not carry poison. Due to anticoagulant, the leech bites will not allow stop bleeding. This is true. Better would be put a piece of paper over there and the bleeding stops most of the times. Okay, so the bad leech bite that I got didn't stop bleeding for 8 hours, no matter what I did. Pressure didn't help. Anticoagulant didn't, or like coagulant stuff didn't help. Okay, apply any antiseptic cream to prevent further infection until you see a doctor. Oh god, a doctor. Maybe I should go see a doctor. Leech bite treatments for leech wound and leech infection. First of all, never let a leech bite get older or it turns into eczema. This is crazy. They're showing a picture of this thing that is clearly eczema around a leech bite, but how did that happen? Huh. What is an older leech bite? Like, how do you not let it get older? It says one of the most effective solutions to not letting the skin get dry is to use moisturizers like Cetaphil. This is, like, really specific. Using Cetaphil is, like, really specific for this blog with, like, poor English. I guess there's Cetaphil everywhere, maybe. They are known to be one of the most effective treatments against leech bites. What is? There's no predecessor to this. I personally have used them on my 5-month-old leech bite. It's very effective and worth making a purchase because it worked out in less than a week for me. Do not expose yourself to health risk for prolonged leech bites. Use Candid B cream if there is leeching. Candid B cream has chlorotramazole, which is very effective in case of fungal treatment. Oh, this is terrible. Natural remedies for skin bite allergies. Okay. Let's just check out how to not let a leech bite get old. How do I not let a leech bite get old? Okay. Is leech bite a reason to worry? First aid, how do you stop blood flow from a leech bite? Removing leeches and treating the bites. A rare case of adverse effects caused by a leech bite. I definitely don't want to click on that. Bit by leech, straight joke message board. How to identify and remove 4 different types of leeches. Oh, this is awful. Okay. Let's skip straight to the disgusting stuff since we started with these delicious buns and then we went to leeches. Let's ask if any cultures in the world do any cultures in the world eat leeches? Can we eat leeches? How to cook it and what's the benefit? Okay, answers.yahoo.com. Okay, let's look at this because this is horrible. I don't think that they eat leeches in China or really anywhere. I don't think that this is a good idea. These leeches, they're kind of gross. They're really kind of disgusting. Okay. Can we eat leeches? How to cook it? And what's the benefit if we eat it? Best answer. We humans can eat darned near anything. Eating leeches is certainly no worse than any number of things that are inexplicably considered delicacies worldwide. They would be a reasonably good source of protein. Not much else, though. Not much in the way of fat reserves, whole grain fiber, or carotenoids, or anything. And it's not as though North Americans are really hurting for protein in their diet. It might also be a little difficult to make them palatable. Leeches are amazingly tough little critters. Okay, so they're suggesting some kind of marinade, cut them into small, bite-sized portions. I think that they're talking about water leeches in North America, because I don't think you can actually kill leeches except by setting them on fire. So I think that's probably it. I think I now know everything that I need to know about my experience in tropical China. So thank you for joining me for this special episode of China Train Hot Dog. Good night.